Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's One Another. The date today is the 8th of October 2009 and the time is 9:30 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
Hello, my name's Andrew Forbes, I'm 34 and I'm from Gloucestershire, Ross-on-Wye.
And how are you today?
Yes, I'm well. A spot tired. Got up quite early to get here, but yes, good. The sun shines. That's even better.
What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, I only found out about it a matter of 2 months ago. A friend of mine's mother was on it, and so as a result of that, I came down here and met her and saw her mum do it, and I just thought, wow, that's great. I'm going to sign up. So I signed up, and it was only literally there was only one slot left, you know, to be selected, and I was selected, and I was pretty surprised that it would be such a lucky thing, but yes, that's basically what made me do it, otherwise I wouldn't have even known about it.
Hmm. And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, what happened then for you?
Well, initially I thought, what am I going to do, like quite seriously, as opposed to just sort of thinking, what would I do? It's like, what am I going to do? And so to do that, I think I talked to some friends about it, obviously, and then went on Facebook and just said, wow, I'm on the plinth, what, do you have any ideas, suggestions, whatever? And some people came back with some good ideas, which I have actually used one of from my friend. I had one idea myself. The best idea that I wanted to do was not allowed, because you weren't allowed naked flames. I was thinking I would cook some pancakes. And the reason that was suggested, if you don't mind me talking about the little story behind that story, is that this year I was in Sweden on a spinally injured skiing course, where myself and a group of people went with some spinally injured kids to Sweden, and we strapped them into some remarkably dangerous looking contraptions and they went down a ski slope, which seemed a bit dangerous if you ask me. But and yeah, while we're at this hotel, we were given food, and the kids also had a kind of buffet thing, and there were some pancakes there, and I asked if I could have a pancake, and the person said yes, but I took two pancakes, you see. And then there was this big sort of moral philosophical discussion about whether or not I stole a pancake, because I took two instead of one. I didn't actually ask for two. So as a result of that, the one guy suggested that I should make pancakes to atone for this sin, or whatever you wish to call it. So I thought, yeah, that seems like a fair idea. But of course, I couldn't do that. So now I'm doing something else.
And how did you decide what you wanted to do? What did you decide to do as well?
Well, I have decided to... I'm attempting to play a game of chess using the stream camera and a mobile phone and the radio mic to play a game of chess with people watching live on the stream, which may or may not work depending on mobile phone problems and the number of people who even are watching and then go as far as to know how to play and so on. So it's quite a possibility that it will just fail completely, but I think that I can only try, and if not, then so be it. And I decided to do that because I didn't really know what else to do. I had some other ideas, but I could talk about something, but so many people can talk so much better than me about so many things, and I'm a supporter of many ideas, but when it comes to knowing a lot about those ideas, what more can I say beyond war is bad, don't support it. I mean, I can say something more about what I'm doing to do my part for that, but sort of vocally, I can't really say anything too make it other people do anything, maybe.
And how are you feeling about doing this, about standing on the plinth now that you're actually here?
I didn't think that I was going to be nervous as such, but certainly I feel a little bit sort of on a stage. Even now, I know that it's quite an alien environment, talking into a microphone and talking to you, who I've never met before, and so on. It's quite, I can feel that I'm not actually really myself and really comfortable because of this. It's difficult to overcome such unusual being dropped in it, but yeah, I think it'll be all right. I'll just do my best, I suppose, and that's all I can do.
And you're going to be playing chess. Is chess something that you would ordinarily do in your own time?
Yes, though recently not so much person to person, but my best friend lives too far away, so we play like an online game, and that's sort of how I play, really, just playing a game online. We have games running now, and so yeah, it seemed like something that was using the technology potentially of the situation, and I decided that there were probably two things that you could do. One, you could use the stream audience as your target audience, or you could use the live, actually here audience as your target audience. And so I've actually chosen to do two things, one which uses that one and one which uses the other. And rather, they don't really mix so well, I suppose, as for both, but that's the way it is.
And what's the other thing that you've decided to do?
I have one right here in my hand. Yesterday, was it only yesterday? Day before yesterday, I collected lots of conkers, and I then painted Plant Me on these conkers, and in my efforts to increase the number of trees in the country, I'm going to ask people, well, I have written on there Plant Me, and people will hopefully plant them, and that seems like a good thing.
And can I ask you why you decided to do that? Is the environmental cause something that you're passionate about?
Yes, I suppose it is, really. Yeah, I mean, the large portion of my thinking in terms of my life's direction is thinking about other people and my impact on other people and the world and my impact on the world. And I guess a large part is just trying to make myself feel better about being human, which is something I can't avoid, as much as I understand that a lot of humans, and just the sheer quantity of humans on the planet has a knock-on effect on the planet and on those human beings. But short of committing suicide, I have to try to do something vaguely constructive for others and to reduce my impact on that as much as possible. And the way out that I see at the moment, I have essentially sort of two ways in which I am attempting to make life existence as well as I can for myself. The first is that I think meditating is a really progressive and forward-thinking thing to do in terms of understanding who I am and what I am and whether I am anything at all and whether I am just this mass of what, just fulfilling inbred functions which I don't know anything about. So that really helps. And the other, sort of on a more tangible level, it's trying to live in the right way. And I just think that the best idea I have so far is to live on a canal boat, and ideally a non-oil-based power boat. So initially difficult, but eventually perhaps a solar-powered boat, where I would get to a stage where I am not buying fuel from an external source, and all of the knock-on effects of fuel in terms of well, we've seen what happens with what happens when people want oil. So I want to avoid that. And ideally, as much as possible, I'd like to avoid any sort of... There's two aspects to paying tax. One is that you help people who need help. But the other thing, of course, is that how much of that money goes into funding a military invasional force that is designed to steal from other countries and essentially serve the interests of those who already have huge amounts of money. And these kind of larger issues of power and corruption and so on. So paying tax is something that on one hand I would like not to do, but on the other hand I would like to help. So one thing makes me think, should I not pay tax and then spend my life doing things that I can physically do that sort of counteract the not paying tax to those who need it aspect of things, i.e. by doing direct charity work, direct helpful work to people, and doing things in a physical effort, hands-on, mental way, rather than just giving some cash to some person. So it's trying to just, essentially, it's trying to find a balance in life that I see addresses the disbalance, the imbalance in society that we currently have, I think.
Can I ask you to say a little about where you're from?
I'm from, well, I was born in Hertfordshire, but my parents now live in Gloucestershire, and that's sort of where I'm from mostly, I would say, because that's where I spent the largest part of my life. Yeah, it's Gloucestershire, it's green, there's cows, there's sheep, trees, hills, rivers, and it's sort of a nice place to come from, really, I suppose, as far as the whole of the world is concerned. I think it's all right.
And what's your background professionally?
Professionally, I am a trained primary school teacher, but as you can tell from what I've said, I'm in no position to teach kids because I feel that my whole thought process is run too wide to really comprehend what I'm doing, and basically I'm no good at it. I train to do it and I don't really have the confidence and I feel the ability to really do it well, if I can't do it well, I feel that I just get too stressed and depressed about the whole business. So I've kind of taken that off my life's agenda for now. Anyway, might come back, you never know. And now I do care work, because I feel that's much more achievable and less stressful and manageable for my psyche, my personality, my ability to handle the world is much more containable in this environment.
What does it give you personally? Do you find your sort of your profession in the care world?
It gives me a sense that however I feel personally, it always stands up which for me means that philosophically I'm always doing something good, no matter how I personally feel. And also it's something that I can do however I personally feel, whether I'm feeling like a little bit, you know, perhaps a little bit bipolar, a little bit sort of high or a little bit low. I discovered that I should take on the world from my abilities from a lower perspective, because if I take on the world from my abilities from a higher perspective, then I will get myself into situations which I'm not able to deal with when I'm not feeling like that. So I've decided that I would start living in this way, and the care work fulfills my needs as a human being to exist happily and stress freely. And also, of course, it's helping somebody all the time, and that's also feeds back on myself.
What are your passions in life?
Beyond what I've already talked about, I like walking, long distance walking, backpack, tent, sleeping bag, cooker, carrying food, walking normally established paths, I say, at the moment. So this summer, for example, I walked from Hereford to essentially Aberystwyth, right across Wales, then down the coast, and then back through the Brecons, back to Gloucestershire. So that was really good. My longest walk was 4 months. I walked from Barcelona to Geneva, give or take, and that was just fantastic. And my sort of walks I'd like to do are the Southwest Coast Path around Cornwall and Devon, and also to have a second go, because I injured my ankle on the first go, have a second go at walking from the Atlantic to the Mediterranean through the Pyrenees, because the Pyrenees are just beautiful. No people, very few cities as such, and it's all of an accessible height and difficulty for my level of equipment, I suppose.
What were your three words that you chose to describe yourself for your profile?
Three words. Initially, I have changed them now for the purposes of the exercise that I'm doing, but originally they were lucky, because I think that in the big scheme of the six whatever billion people on the planet, I think that I'm in a relatively fortuitous position in existence. Healthy, because I'm healthy, which is also lucky, which is a lot more, and I think health is a very important thing. It really helps if you're healthy. So I put lucky, healthy, and progressing was the other one, meaning that I'm actually feel that I'm going in the right direction for me. I'm not just doing whatever. I feel that I'm actually on a path. I'm actually moving somewhere and understanding where I'm coming from, where I'm going, and where it's going to. Well, I don't know where it's going to end up, I suppose, but where I'd like it to end up is known.
Who are you doing this for today? Standing on the fourth plinth yourself?
Who am I doing it for? Well, the main aspect, the playing chess bit, is I'm doing it for people to just have some interaction. I mean, it's a very, very sort of lame kind of thing, but as I said before, yeah, I don't really know how to talk about something with depth and factual information, so I'm not able to do that. Maybe I could have said what I have just said now, but I haven't. So but the other aspect is I'm planting trees, and I feel that I'm doing that for Well, I'm not, but I'm hoping those who I may be able to give them to, if anyone's there, will be able to plant them, and in that respect, that's doing something, and that's good.
Have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about your hour?
Of course. It's like having a party and thinking that no one's going to turn up. I hope that people will respond and help me achieve something, even if it's just a few moves. I hope that it's something happens and I'm not just sat there with nothing. That all the technology works, of course, on a very sort of physical level. Otherwise, probably those are sort of the main ones, really. Just that, and obviously, I'd rather not that anybody starts shouting abuse or something like this. Very sort of, I don't know, pretty sort of obvious and basic things, I suppose.
Have you told your friends and family about your taking part in one another?
Yes, I've tried to inform as many of those who may or may not be interested as I can, though I'm not expecting anyone to be here. If someone was here, it would be great, but no one has said that they will come or anything like that. So people might look, but that's of no real importance to me.
And have you got anything else that you would like to say or to mention before you go on the plinth? Any closing words?
I suppose so. If anyone is interested in meditation, then there's a great meditation centre near Hereford called Dharmadipa, and you can log on to the website, which is www.dipa.dharma.org, dipadhamma.org. And if you go to there, they do 10-day residential courses, and they're brilliant, and they will help you be what you want to be.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.